also. And the way to take a look at this book and look at the concepts that I was writing about back then is to understand the concept of what erroneous zones means. Your erroneous zones is a is obviously a the key word in there is erroneous, and the word erroneous means error. And this is a book about the errors that people make in their lives as they go through their life and try to manage their own emotions. I think I've had more comments to me since this book was published about the one thing that seemed to be the most important to them as they read this book was that they learned that they had control over their own emotions. In writing this book and sitting down to write Erroneous Zones and talking about these concepts today, I think the most important thing that you can get out of this is to understand that you are a choice-making individual and that all of the conditions that you find yourself in your life, all of the circumstances of your life, all of the emotional reactions that you have to all of the people and all of the things and events and so on that take place in your life are really choices. And that's a very difficult thing for a lot of people to get because they're raised to believe that I can't help the way I feel. I have a right to be miserable when somebody treats me in a certain way. I can't help it. I've always been that way. It's just my nature. It's just the kind of person that I am. People use things like it's I'm Italian or I'm from New York or I just grew up in a family that always talked to each other like this and I can't help myself. And these are the kinds of things that I really wanted to attack and eradicate from your thinking. That is that you can't help the way that you are. You indeed are the product of all of the choices that you've made up until this moment. And if you do not like what your life is about, I'm always reminded of James Allen in As a Man Thinketh. He said that circumstances do not make a man, they reveal him. And the circumstances of your life truly reveal what kinds of choices that you have made up until now. Which means that in order to rid yourself of erroneous zones or get past the negativity and the doubt and the judgment and the kinds of emotional reactions that get in your way, you have to put responsibility first and foremost on yourself. You have to rid yourself of the inclination to blame other people for what is wrong with you, to blame your circumstances, to look backwards in your life and look at your family and come up with all kinds of real nice explanations, but they really don't help you to get past these kinds of emotional reactions. So the way I want to go through this on the tape is to kind of wind my way through what I think of as the erroneous zones. The first major erroneous zones is what I call self-doubt. Again, erroneous meaning error, the ways that you process your life. You have one life to live. You have two parts to that life. One part of that life is your physiology, the physical body that you've shown up in, that you find yourself trapped in, that you can never escape while you're here. And you take it with you wherever you go. You can't leave the office in the morning and go home with a different body. You carry it around with you everywhere you go. And then there's the invisible part of you, the part of you that processes everything that you experience in your life. This is your mind, your consciousness, your soul, or whatever you want to call it. It doesn't matter what you label it. It's just understanding that that how you process and perceive yourself is determined not by what other people tell you, as much as you'd like to believe that, but in fact by how you have chosen to process yourself. And what you want to learn how to do right off the bat, at the very beginning, is to understand that disliking yourself or experiencing self-rejection or putting yourself down or finding fault with yourself or looking at your body and telling yourself all the things about it that you don't like. Like you may be too tall, you might tell yourself that you're too short, you might tell yourself that you're too heavy, that you're too light, that you're any number of things, and you can go through every organ in your body. And some people do this very thing and find all kinds of reasons why they don't like this, they don't like that, they don't like the size of their legs, they don't like the size of their breasts, they don't like the way their hair is, they don't like their eyes, they don't